Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. Bill Connolly is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line. And he's got some ideas about how you and I should be thinking about the economy these days. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be with you.
You know, one of the things that I found, Bill, I'm a little older than you, and I've been through, this is my, you know, we don't technically have a recession, Bill, but it feels like a recession to a lot of people. So for
it
the,
does. For,
but so I'm gonna, and even though I don't like talking about that much, I actually tell people to say recession, what recession? You know, we don't have a choice. We don't even participate. But still, we do have the facts on the ground in front of us. And so this is my, counting all the way back to the late, to like 69, the first one I remember. This is like five of these downturns that I've been involved in. This is the weirdest one that I've ever seen because it's not impacting everybody. I mean, everybody has high gas prices, but there's so much of what's going on. It's spotty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I was in North Dakota last week, and I tell you, folks in the grain belt are doing pretty well. Folks in the oil patch are doing well. And if your business is focused on exports, you're probably doing pretty well as well.
Right. But if you're in the mortgage industry, that's not so good.
If you're in the housing, construction, food chain.
If you burn a lot of gas, that's not so good.
That's right.
So it's kind of bizarre. But have you ever seen a time when the economy was as challenged, when there were as many people working as we have working right now? That's another thing that's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah, and I go through the indicators, and employment is down, but it's not down nearly as much as in a normal recession. So
right.
I'm a little doubtful that it's actually a recession, but to tell you the truth, it doesn't make much difference to anybody listening whether it's technically a recession or not. In some parts of the economy, it's weak. In some parts of the economy, it's not too weak. So I think the more relevant question is, what the heck do you do in a time like that?
What are you going to do about it? Exactly. But if there's ever been a time when you could actually refuse to participate, I think this has been the best example. What do you think?
Well, obviously, if you're a home builder, you can't refuse to participate. If
right,
your business
right.
is making mortgages, there isn't much you can do. But let me tell you, this is a time when there are big changes going on, not just in terms of sales volume, but how about this, in market share. If you're in an industry that has felt the downturn, business has slowed down, salespeople and maybe the owner himself get discouraged, and they become order takers, and instead of going out and touching their customers, they just sit back saying, oh, it doesn't do any good. And I think that at times like this, there's a bigger swing in market share, with market share going to the people who are more aggressive and are out hustling.
The ones who don't become cavemen.
Yeah, and the ones who get discouraged, they lose market share, and that just reinforces their discouragement.
Well, you know what you're saying what I've been telling people for about 8 or 9 months now, Bill, and that is quit listening to the talking heads on television who are telling you we're in a recession and start listening more to your customers.
Yeah. And, you know, in past recessions, we've seen examples of companies that end up coming out of the recession looking better than they went into the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not everybody does that, but this is the time to be thinking, gee, how can I come out of this slowdown smelling like a rose?
Well, you know, the thing I remind people about, Bill, is somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
Yeah.
Might as well be you.
Right. And if you're in a weak sector and you have managed it well, you ought to be thinking about which of my competitors is ready to give up, who's going to bail out,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes you can acquire a competitor very inexpensively or acquire assets. One of the startup airlines went into the 2000 recession, which was really harsh on airlines,
yeah.
and they came out of it with newer airplanes that were more fuel efficient and hugely bigger than they had been at a time when every other airline was hurting.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And but, you know, we talk ourselves into this. See, that's the thing. I've never seen a better example of where we've talked ourselves into a recession than this time. Even though, you know, gas prices are high, et cetera, we've done an awful lot of jawboning on ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And I think it's fairly common in most downturns to
yeah.
maybe talk too much.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back right after these messages and get some more wisdom from our good friend Bill Connerly. His book is called Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stand by me.
We're back. It's 2:17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. The small business advocate, Little Stones, bringing us back there. The Rolling Stones, the best garage band in history. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things we do here, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the blog, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. I hope you'll check those things out. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Connerly. He's the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line. Bill, we're talking about the economy. Now, what do you think? We're a full year, Bill, into when this credit crisis started presenting itself. We're just barely over a year now. And, of course, it really became on the radar of everybody pretty much by December. So we're well into this thing now, and are we coming out of it? Or are we languishing? Have we flatlined a little bit? Or what do you think?
Well, you know, every time I do a forecast, I start sector by sector, working on the details, and then I see what it adds up to. And I keep expecting to forecast a recession, but when the numbers add up, no, it's not a recession. So I go back and I'll beat down automobile sales and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't beat down housing any more than you start out
right.
with. But, you know, go through the sectors. And I'm just not coming up with a weak second half of 2008. Most of my colleagues are saying, yeah, it's going to be weaker in the second half than the first half. And I see kind of slow growth, but growth in the overall economy in 2008 and looking better in 2009. And, yeah, it's going to be a long time before housing construction comes back. But the other sectors I have recovering. Certainly cars are going to be sold more in 2009. This is a very temporary thing in the weakness in cars, very unlike what's going on in housing. And then exports continuing to be strong. And I think businesses are starting to loosen up their purse strings. I'm talking about large corporate businesses
yep, yep.
in terms of buying capital equipment.
Well, they know they're driving a train, and they can't wait till January to make plans for 2009. We don't really have the current reason to do this. They're already making. They know that they got to start their train turning right now for next year, don't they?
Yeah, the smart ones do, and the actual numbers on orders of capital equipment have turned up in the last 3 months. So, you know, if you're selling to other businesses, I think it's time to start. Getting the blinders off and be ready for an increased volume.
I like what you just said, Bill.
And if I can jump in on that a little bit more,
yeah.
This is the time to be thinking of contingency plans. What the heck would I do if my sales suddenly turned up?
Plan for success.
Do I have the right processes? Do I have the right people? And most people's first reaction is, yeah, bring on more sales. I'm ready. But when you start digging down into your organization, you may find that you're not quite ready. And this is the time to say, what can I do now to be ready if sales pick up?
You're exactly right. And I think that's such an important piece of wisdom right now, Bill, because a lot of people are sitting around saying, woe is me. Our business is off. And folks, this isn't going to last forever. They never do. It's an adjustment. It's a correction. And the people Bill, who are going to thrive in 09, who are going to knock it out of the park in 09, are the ones who right now are busy, feverishly, aggressively looking around for any kind of indication that this customer or that customer is ready to talk business. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you and I will be talking in a couple of years when everything looks really good, and I'll be sounding like a pessimist then. And I'll be saying, do your contingency planning. The economy might go into another recession.
Right.
Figure out what you're going to do if it slows down. But today in 2008, you do your contingency planning for an upturn so that you've got the people, the processes, the equipment that you need so that you're ready if things do turn up.
Right. What do you think about, you know, one of the issues that's really a huge part, and we've never had a more dramatic example of how big a deal credit is to our economy, Bill, than we have right now. I mean, all the way from mortgages to corporate finance to credit card availability, we're really in a tough credit situation right now. And is that going to loosen up? Are we going to buy more things on cash in the future? What do you think?
Well, you know, we could have an economy that ran on just a little credit or an economy that runs on a lot of credit, and either of them would work fine. But the transition from one to the other, you know, the transition from an economy that has a lot of credit to where people have to actually save. Do your listeners know what saving is? That's where you don't spend all your
what
money.
What is that, Bill? I don't think we know what that means.
I'll give you a definition. But, you know, to suddenly sharply go to a transition where people have to save, not just consumers but businesses that were used to financing their inventories or their receivables with a bank line, and now the bank says, we can't lend you money anymore, that is very harsh. But as I've looked at indicators of the credit crunch, when they get better, they tend to get better very quickly. They tend to get worse quickly, and that's what we saw about a year ago. But then when things start to improve, the bankers are suddenly going to slap themselves and say, oh, we need to put loans on the balance sheet. Who can
Right.
we call who we turned down last month that we might mm-hmm. be able to give a loan to? So for those business leaders who are used to credit and are having a tough time getting the credit they need, yeah, you ought to hunker down, but stay on good terms with the bankers. Don't burn any bridges, because they're going to change their attitude sometime in the next 6 months is my guess. The timing
right.
is hard to say, but when it changes, it's going to change really hard.
Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Dr. Bill Connolly is our guest. He is the author of Bizonomics. It's an outstanding book, one I encourage you to check out. Bill Connolly, Connerly, if you're Googling him. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and still broadcasting live from New York City up here on some business. And by the way, next week we'll be back to regular. Notice I didn't say normal. Nothing normal about anything we do around here. But I'll be back to regular next week. Bill Connolly, Dr. Bill Connolly is our guest, folks. Bill Connolly is the author of Bizonomics, From Headlines to the Bottom Line. Bill, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Yeah, you can find me on the Bizonomics website, Bizonomics. But the easiest way is just Google Bill Connolly, and Connolly is spelled with one N, Connerly.
And so why would somebody want to go and check you out? What would be an example of what you do for your customers?
Well, I do a number of things. I provide information, a lot of information for free on the website, on the blog, trying to help people stay in touch, and not just with what the numbers are, is employment up and up or down and inflation, but how that relates to a business decision. And then my consulting work, a couple of things. One is sometimes a company management team is getting together and they say, help us get our heads up out of our work and look at the horizon. So instead of just focusing on should we cut quarter-inch plywood or 3/8-inch plywood in the next quarter, it's what are the big trends that are affecting our business, affecting our industry, what's happening out in China, what's happening with
Should we even be cutting plywood? Maybe we should be cutting brick or something like that. That's the kind of 21st century thinking every business has to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm doing a nice project for a company now on what are the external factors that are going to impact them in the coming years in terms of where people are going to do business. Is it going to be where they've been used to selling to? And, you know, whether you want to use me or do it yourself, the important thing is to every now and then look all around the horizon, 360 degrees, and say, what is changing? What might change? I'd like to talk about gorillas on the horizon. You know, if a gorilla, the animal, not the warrior, if a gorilla comes up to you, that's a big deal. But there are all these gorillas on the horizon. They're way, way off, and they're probably not going to come your way. But if they did, it'd be something you'd want to be prepared for.
Right.
So we do the sort of the low probability, high impact look. We also will talk about just what is changing that everybody knows, but maybe we haven't thought about. The technology, the use of social networking in business. I've got an article about how to use some of the Web 2.0 things in business activities.
You know, so, Bill, one of the things that I have been, you know, my career began back in the old days when you could create a product or an idea or a strategy or a program or a financial, whatever it might be. And you could at least get 12 months out of it, maybe even 3 years, maybe 5 years, heck, maybe a generation out of it. And you could create it one time and keep churning it out. 21st century is not like that. And so one of the things I've said many times is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. People still need shoestrings. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I've got the benefit of a couple of kids in college who are really interested in science and technology, biochemistry and computer science, and they keep me up to date. And I think that even if you're in a low-tech business, you need to know the high-tech tools and the high-tech changes out there. So if you don't have the benefit of a couple of family members keeping you up to date, cultivate some friendships with some younger folks who really know the cutting edge, take them out.
That's important. That's really important advice right there, isn't it, Bill?
I think so, and it's benefited me a lot. The whole blogging thing, which has helped my business, is part of what I've learned from them. And the technology, I've written about business applications of things that my kids have taught me. So that's pretty
cool. We don't do anything from a technology standpoint. We don't push anything out to anybody in our operation without running it by the young people that who work for us.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're an outstanding filter. I mean, their perspectives may not be the same as yours, but they're going to have some digital native perspectives that you and I aren't native to you and me, Bill. So you got to make sure you do that. Hey, Bill, give us that website one more time.
Bizonomics.com. BUSINOMICS, Bizonomics.com, or Google Bill Connerly, CONNERLY.
Yeah, one N in that name. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great chatting with you, as always, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Bill Connerly, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bill Connerly. I got to go for this hour. I'm signing off from New York City. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and remember what I've always said. Always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.